exploring the unexplained. Unbelief, only on The Podcaster.
Hello. We are about to explore unexplained phenomena, and this episode might feature opinions, views, and conspiracy theories that you haven't heard before or that might make you uncomfortable. All we ask is that you keep an open mind. Okay, let's go. Hello and welcome to the final episode of Unbelief for 2024, that is. Now, I thought we'll do a roundup of some of the theories that were floating around this year. And we came across some interesting ones. We had to narrow them down to a few. We'll start with something a little serious and then get lighter as we go. And at the end, you guys are going to have a blast. So I'd like to welcome Harish again. Hi, Harish. How are you?
Hi, Brian. Good to be back on the show.
Yeah. So let's get straight to it. The first topic that we have today is about CRISPR babies. When I read this first, I read it as CRISPY babies.
I read it as CRISPR babies and that didn't make it any better either.
Yeah. Anyway, to give you a little bit of an introduction about this, there is something called CRISPR technology. Essentially, there's been engineering done on the genetics of people to enhance their abilities. For example, telepathy, you know, the ability to read minds or communicate telepathically, which my wife seems to have for some reason. Anyway, then there is accelerated healing. Like if you watched X-Men, Wolverine, that is supposed to be another thing that they can genetically modify. And the obvious one is enhanced ability in terms of strength, stamina, etc.
So CRISPR babies, right? Why weren't the babies crisp enough in the first place?
Yeah.
So the scientists who made these genetically modified babies in China.
Again, Chinese. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So he tried to make them immune to HIV. So basically something between these superior humans, like say the Khan in Star Trek, right? Or like the X-Men guys, right? Just lab-made mutants. So the guy who made these was jailed for 3 years by China. He was jailed in December 2019 and released in April 2022.
You know, come to think of it, his idea seems noble, you know, to make people
rid the world of disease and all
yeah,
of that.
But
it goes for a pretty suspicious route. So China wasn't happy about it, threw him in jail. But, and here is where being on this show has ruined me. I'll tell you how. Okay, here's another conspiracy theory for you. The scientist who can create designer babies was incarcerated a month or two before the COVID pandemic.
Oh.
And he was released after the pandemic had subsided, April 2022. So if we connect the dots in a certain way, it does sound like they were keeping him safe from the lab-created disease. Even John Stewart said, hey, it's probably created in the lab, so it's...
You see, look, this whole corona story is another topic for another time.
Yeah. But let's go with my theory, okay. Now, right? If we connect the dots in a certain way, it does sound like they were keeping him safe from this lab-created disease that was about to be unleashed globally. The timing is, well, should we call it coincidental? And where did they lodge him? In prison, where he could potentially carry out experiments in secret on subjects no one cares about. Prisoners, criminals, scum of the earth.
Mm.
Right? And he could do it covertly and without any negative consequences. So, interesting. I just don't trust that it's all over and there will be no more gene-related work over there in terms of manipulating people. This is from the Wiki page. In November 2022, he announced that he was setting up a new laboratory in Beijing for research on gene therapy for rare genetic diseases. We know one thing. Humans are looking at a dystopian future by, say, about 2130.
Mm.
So Wolverine and Terminator could join forces to enslave us or kill us all. That's my prediction for a happy future.
You know, I don't think we're going to reach 2031, but... One of the reasons I mentioned that is, I don't know how many of you are familiar with CERN. I remember Stephen Hawking's warned against too many experiments happening there. And he said basically we could have the universe implode. Now, for those of you wondering what this Large Hadron Collider is, it's the world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator. And it's located at the European Organization for Nuclear Research. And this is in Geneva, Switzerland. It's used to accelerate protons and other particles to nearly the speed of light and then smash them together. And that's done in order to recreate conditions similar to those just after the Big Bang. The primary purpose is to explore fundamental questions of physics by studying the smallest building blocks of matter. I have a simple problem there. The Big Bang is a theory, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So these guys are smashing protons to figure out what happened seconds before something.
Did you just say they're smashing protons?
Yeah. Get this. they're trying to figure out what happened seconds before or after something that is still a theory. And they spent trillions over there. Actually, this is a topic that we'll cover in depth at a later time, but a little bit about it now. Some conspiracy theories claim that certain global phenomena like, you know, weather patterns, earthquakes, unusual sky appearances, these could be the side effects of these interdimensional leaks that are caused by the Large Hadron Collider. These claims are often linked to the idea that the LHC is somehow tearing open the fabric of reality or opening doorways to other dimensions. And here are some phenomena quickly that the conspiracy theorists sort of point to. Strange skies. Over the years, there have been numerous reports of unusual phenomena in the sky. The other one is earthquakes and natural disasters. And they claim that because of the work that's done at CERN, animals are behaving strangely before or after these experiments. And of course, finally, there's this Mandela effect. Have you heard of that?
When you remember something that
exactly. So for those of you not familiar with this, the Mandela effect is a phenomenon in which a group of people recall an event or a fact differently from how it actually happened. Some theorists argue that such widespread misremembering of detail could be a sign that the Large Hadron Collider is affecting reality or creating parallel universes, thus leading to minor changes.
So what did Nelson Mandela do to earn that?
Yeah,
named after him.
That's the first question I had, and unfortunately, I didn't read about that. But we'll cover all this when we
maybe we should. Yeah, this could actually be an episode on its own.
Like I said, that simple point that I mentioned earlier, it's worth repeating again. They are trying to figure out with these machines what happened before or after something that is still a theory. Wrap that around your head. With that, let's move on to our next interesting.
No, I have a little bit about that.
Oh, okay, go on.
I personally have no problem with portals to other dimensions opening up. Can we use these portals to teleport to distant planets?
Well, theoretically,
because that sounds exciting. You know, a fun new hobby for the weekends, planet hopping, right?
Do you know that the director of CERN once said, I'll find that quote when we do the episode. He said, we can send what we want into another portal, but we don't have any control over what comes from another portal.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So I hope you're right about this theory, because if CERN is really opening up portals, I like it. I'm rooting for the scientists on this one. So come on, boys, more portals sooner, please.
Okay. Right now, only have more portholes. Sorry. That reminds me of our next topic. It's about the phenomenal battle between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Now, a lot of people around the world say that that was a staged fight. Harish, what's your opinion about this?
My take on this? Don't know, don't care.
You're not a fan of...
I don't care about MMA or boxing, so I don't have an informed opinion on this matter. But as an outsider looking in on what seems to be a circus, because it took over Netflix for 5 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
So a fixed match would help both individuals get a decent payday. Mm-hmm. So I'm inclined to believe that there was some jugaad. There was something amiss, even if it sounds cynical. That's my take on this.
Okay, so I'll share my thoughts about this. Number one, I've trained in combat, and I might not be, you know, at the level of Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, and all these guys, but I know combat, how it works. I did watch a fair amount of the match, and it seemed off for me quite a bit.
How long did this match go on?
I don't know the time. It was, what, nine rounds? And before that, I saw a lot of training videos of both. And Mike Tyson, even though he's old, my goodness, his training was incredible. His speed, agility, and the power has not really reduced. It was incredible. And when I watched his training and thought about the match, I said, dude, he's going to... Sorry to use the term butcher, Jake Paul. In the first day that I watched 3 clips. Each of them were about 2 minutes. And I counted five times where Mike Tyson had a clear shot and he didn't take it. And please watch the videos and decide for yourself. But here's a quote from someone connected to boxing, not in real life, Sylvester Stallone. He said this, and I quote, "Business is business. Sometimes you have to do hard things and sacrifice for the sake of helping your family. I have known this unbelievable athlete," he's talking about Mike Tyson, "since he was 19 years old. And what we saw was him giving one of the greatest Oscar-winning performances of all time. Please, Jake, be grateful. He spared your life. Trust me." End quote. I completely agree with Sylvester Stallone on this. I'll tell you one thing. It is more difficult to hold back. When you train for so long, your movements become second nature. become instinctive and to have the presence of mind not to give him a hook when he's left open. Hats off to Mike Tyson, honestly, for that performance. Anyway, so you guys decide what, I don't know if you guys are fans of Mike Tyson or not.
So you're of the opinion it was staged?
Yes, I would say that. Because of personal experience in training as well, not just what I saw. Moving on, apparently ghosts in Britain are moving on. Essentially, the place is running out of ghosts. Yeah, you heard that, right?
Oh, I'll take this one, right. So the best story of 2024 for me. Yeah. Out of all the news in all 12 months of this year, this was the thing that really got my attention. So let me share some of the headlines around this news. Okay, I'm quoting here. Concerns as Britain is running out of ghosts, experts say. Ghosts are dying out because they only exist for 100 years, say paranormal experts. So my first thought was, what on earth is a paranormal expert? So it turns out that the UK has several ghost hunters. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! And the US also has its own share of paranormal investigators. And get this, Glassdoor says the average annual salary for an American ghost hunter is around $62,000. It's a good gig. You thought they're kooky. No, they actually get paid.
They're spooky. Oh, it's going to get worse. Wait, go on.
Anyway, back to the UK, giving up the ghost. So paranormal experts claim that ghosts are dying out because they only live for 100 years. Do you think they died in the pandemic?
Yeah, maybe.
They didn't get the vaccine.
How does a ghost admit himself in... Oh yeah, the vaccine. Yeah, how does... Wow.
Could this be a face mask floating around? Another expert also made a guess. It could be that a spirit had a natural source of energy to begin with, which has dwindled away over time.
They could have fixed it, no? They could drink Monster. I think we're going to get cancelled.
So their energy dwindled over time, leaving them without the reserves to manifest anymore. This is an expert. And this expert actually happens to be a nuclear physicist as well.
Wow, okay.
So according to a news report, a study of 100 well-known haunted spots with reports of spirits going back hundreds of years found a dearth of recent sightings. Now, any rational person would think, wait a minute, ghosts are not real. Mm. 69% of Brits are not those, apparently. Following up on this story led me to my favorite ghost story ever, which you've been waiting for.
Oh, yes.
There is this woman that had s*** with ghosts. Okay, let's say dated ghosts.
Okay.
A British woman claimed in 2018 that she dated at least 20 ghosts over a 10-year period. Then one day, her husband caught her cheating on him with a ghost.
Wait, he caught her cheating on him with a ghost?
Caught them in the act.
Wow.
For the record, this is a real news report. I'm not making this up. So once her marriage was over, the woman named Amethyst Realm.
Amethyst Realm?
Yeah. She sought out other ghosts for more such sexy times.
Mm-mm.
Right? And she claimed, I shit you not, orgasms that I have with my spirit lovers have been way more satisfying than any I've had with ordinary men.
I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before.
So, that didn't last long, by the way, because when you look up this lady's name, Google her name, you get a news report that says she married a Victorian ghost in 2018.
Mm-mm.
And she got divorced by exorcism last year because the ghost cheated on her.
Cheated on her. Maybe the ghost was trying to like teach her a lesson.
Happy New Year, Brian.
Hey, wait. I have a couple of questions. Was there a lawyer? And if they had a divorce, they got married. So did they get married in church?
I don't know. You think the ghost was an atheist?
Ghost was an atheist? Wow. You guys listening, you might think this is just made up stuff. No, this is real. There is a woman. You please, what's her name again?
Amethyst Realm.
Amethyst Realm. This is really a person who claims to have dated 20 ghosts.
20 ghosts.
She married one of them, divorced one of them who's an atheist.
Don't know if there's
anyway, I think...
If she's listening, please join us on the show.
On that spiritual note.
That spiritual note, Brian.
I'd like to wish, on behalf of Harish as well, everybody a wonderful 2025.
I'm right here.
In spirit. I'm sorry. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Wishing you all a wonderful 2025. May you all be happy, peaceful, and may everything work for you in 2025 and beyond. Take care. Till next time, this is Brian and Harish signing out.
We'll see you next year.
Bye-bye.
Exploring the unexplained. Unbelief. Only on the Podcaster.